the implementation plan, which they started to elaborate immediately after the signing of the joint communique, has been uneven, and one of the main reason for me staying back and not going to Chad and Niger with the delegation led by the Deputy Secretary General is to really revive this joint communique. And all my meetings, discussion with government officials have centered around the importance of this joint communique, which remains extremely relevant and extremely important that it be implemented. So the discussions have been in terms of the support that my office can provide to implement the joint communique, and concretely I am sending a technical team in 2 weeks' time to work with the government of South Sudan to implement, to work on different action plans. Firstly, to finalize the broad implementation plan of the joint communique, but also to assist the SPLA with its action plan and the South Sudan National Police Force with its action plan. But also to work with the different ministries, such as the Ministry of Justice, on military and justice sector reform, amongst other issues, other points borne out in the joint communique. There's also, the joint communique also contains a provision for the enhancement of service provision. And in my office, I have a team of experts on the rule of law and sexual violence, which will come in 2 weeks' time. I also chair UN Action Network, which is a network of 14 UN entities, the purpose of which is to ensure that the UN deliver as one. So as soon as I go back, I will revive, I will expedite the network to ensure that we are able to use the multi-partner trust fund, which belongs to the network and provides catalytic funding to ensure that we scale up service provision to the survivors of sexual violence.
What do you think really needs to be done as an immediate priority to address and eliminate conflict-related sexual violence? There are some gains South Sudan has made in this area?
Well, I see the acknowledgement of the scourge of sexual violence in this country as positive, as an important entry point. The Minister of Defense, for example, told us in a meeting he was chairing, the Council of Ministers. He said he was ashamed of what the SPLA was doing, of what the state armed forces was engaged in. And he was ashamed for his country, and he was ashamed for the people of South Sudan, that the women and the children are undergoing such atrocities. And my message to the Minister of Defense and to other ministers who have echoed the same discourse about feeling ashamed, about being outraged by the levels of sexual violence being used as a tactic of war in South Sudan, is that they have to translate their outrage and the shame that they feel into concrete action to reverse this impunity into a culture of justice and accountability. These women demand no less than justice. Every single woman that I met so far in Malakal and in Juba are asking for justice. And these women deserve no less.
As you put it, really, the issue of accountability, that seems to be a culture of impunity with these perpetrators of conflict-related sexual violence not being held to account. So what are your comments? What should be done?
SPLA-IO, the National Police Force, in addition to other non-state actors, have been listed in the annex to the Secretary General's report, which is basically a process of naming and shaming perpetrators of serious cases of sexual violence. And SPLA has been named and shamed by the Secretary General as the worst perpetrators of sexual violence. So the ball is in the court of the government of South Sudan, who wants to prevent and address sexual violence. The Terrain Hotel prosecution is a first step. South Sudan has a long way to go. My office stands ready, and I've given this message to the different interlocutors, including the Minister of Justice. My office stands ready to work on a prosecutorial strategy. Let us sit together, make a list of the most emblematic cases, and start with the prosecutions. My office stand ready to train from the police to the prosecutors, to the investigators, to the judges, the military courts, the civilian court, and we put an end to this impunity.